Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for waiting a couple of minutes for me. All right, so we are good to go. And welcome, everyone, to Saturday, May the 29th, 2021. And let me go ahead and bring Zaria in and our first guest. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring Zaria through. Okay, and here we go. And I just want to let everybody know also we'll do our invocation afterwards. Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, Ted's going to bring Q on.
I'm sorry? Oh, really? Okay, let me just
Ted
go ahead and...
Ted's bringing Q on as well.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead then, and I'm going to go ahead and call him in. This is a beautiful surprise, everybody. So let's go ahead and do that. Let me go and bring beloved Ted Marr. And here we go. All right, hang in there for 1 second. Let's see... All is in perfect order, right? let's 1 second, and we'll go ahead and get the show moving. Okay. Nice that everybody is always prepared and open to whatever happens. So let's go ahead and bring Ted in and Q. So we'll see how this goes and what they have to share with us today, which is wonderful. Okay, let's bring Ted through.
Hello, you've reached 509-750-9793. Thanks so much for calling. Please leave your name with your phone number, and I'll be happy to call you back. I hope you have a beautiful and happy day. Bye-bye.
All right. What was that, Zaria? What were you saying?
When you called me just now, I was talking to Ted. So I know he's ready.
Okay, let me just go ahead. Yes. Okay, so let me just go ahead and call him now. So off the phone with Ted, and I'm going to call him right now. Thank you.
Hello, this is Ted.
Welcome, Ted, to our Blog Talk Show.
Well, hi, my friend. I wanted to tell you, I asked Q if he could come on today, and he was noncommittal, so I sent him a text last night, and I haven't heard back. I don't know. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know, and I want to
okay.
thank you so much for sending me this nano soma. It looks wonderful. You're so sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyways, welcome to the Blog Talk Show, and we're just going to go ahead and bring you in and do your thing, and we could always try to bring Q in again, you know, within the hour before your next call, if you wish.
That's true. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Either way is fine. Yeah, either way is fine.
Okay.
He's,
okay.
Yeah, good. That's fine. I know. Okay, that's great. All right, King. Great.
All right. Well, I know that a lot of people... Yeah, a lot of people are really excited and happy that you're on our call with us for today, and especially in regards to all of the things that you have been investigating and researching out in regards to the jabs or the shots. That plus, of course, the wonderful beings of the past that probably have some information as well that they might like to share with our audience. But everyone, right now, we have our wonderful, beloved brother, friend, Ted Marr on our call. Ted Marr, as most of you already know, is a writer. He is a bringer of information from the past that gives us information so we understand what the present, current events and what's happening now and what their point of views are. And, of course, Ted himself, in terms of what he's done in the past, has done amazing work, spiritual work for the most part. Of course, we also know that he has always been a researcher, also has been an attorney, so he's been very helpful for a lot of people in that way. He does an amazing, you know, I don't want to say psychic, but yeah, we can just say psychic connections to help people out too. So he's got a wonderful website. Everybody should, hopefully all of you have already had a chance to be able to take a look at his one great website and also participated and listened in to many of his radio shows. So with that being said, Ted Marr, thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure. It's always fun to talk to you. And, you know, we're all on the same page. Everyone listening today, I'm sure, wants to make this world a much better place. And I know that if we all work together, we will make a better planet. But I have to tell you, last year, the year before, my guides told me that this period from 2020 to early 2021 would be some of the toughest years in humanity's history for many thousands of years, and what we decide upon now and how we run our lives and make the choices, personal choices we make, will determine the future course of humanity for many thousands of years. And the thing that I've noticed, too, is that, you know, the darkness is on the way out. A lot of negative entities have been driven off the planet. It's not over until it's over, and it's not over yet. And they've been using every tool in the book to try to stop our ascension. Most recently, is it okay to talk freely? Jane, I'm so used to dealing with censorship in the United States anymore. It's not fun.
No. It's free. No, you don't have to worry about that. No censorship.
Okay.
Here.
Thank you. Well, the vaccine program is an attempt by the negatives to do a couple of things. They have twofold objective. First is to reduce population of this planet by 95%. And the second objective is to turn us into robots without a soul, without any connection to God or the Supreme Being. And I have to admit, they're doing a pretty good job of it. The Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, all of them separate your soul from your body. And I've done readings for people. Others have done readings for people, too, before and after the injections. And they've noticed universally that the soul is still in the person's body, but it's separated from the body and it's confused. Many of the gray aliens that come here to this earth now with the big black eyes, they are robots. They are a robotic slave race created by the reptilians to serve them. But many of those grays coming to us now, Jane and Billy, are actually us from the future. We're people who have been vaccinated now, and they eventually, with all the genetic engineering and the updates from people like entities like Bill Gates, they're not human anymore because they've lost their compassion. There's been French studies out from psychics in France showing that people who take the injections, actually all of their eight chakras shut down, as well as their pineal gland. That's their tie into God. Also, nanobots are installed in people, which makes them want to obey government and the reptilians and negative forces. So you're really losing our humanity. The other thing that happens, too, for people who do take the vaccine, a great green shield comes over them, and people become, instead of service to others in a loving, kind, harmonious way, they become service to self. And they also get very angry as a result of that. So I've seen the change. I don't have many friends who've taken the vaccine, but people I do know, they have their personalities have seemed to have changed. There are things you can do if people believe in a supreme being and want to live. The supreme being, or God, if you will, in the galactics, will help them one of the ways I recommend, if you do know of someone who's gotten the vaccine and you want to help them, or you yourself have taken the injections, you can reverse it. Not with traditional medicine, but with Galactic Help. They're the only ones who can reverse the damage. But you put your hand over your heart and you bow your head slightly and send some love and light to the Pleiadians. They have currently 2.5 million ships around this planet right now, and they're helping us with the ascension. And they said they would help. However, they can't help someone if they want to leave early now. In other words, if they want to pass away now, or if they don't believe in God, if they're not spiritual, then there's not much that can be done for them, unfortunately. But if you have taken the injection again, and you are having problems, you can always send me an email at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'm happy to help people as best as I can. But the Galactics can definitely help people. I see this failing. I've been told that there is technology on the planet to reverse the worst effects of the vaccine, but it's disheartening to me now that the Federal Food and Drug Administration has given emergency approval for children as young as 12 years old to take this vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine. And the Pfizer vaccine is about the worst. It's with a projected 80% mortality rate within the next 3 or 4 years. It's about the worst one you can get. And children, historically, there's been no one, absolutely no child under 20 who's ever gotten COVID or died from it in the world. So why are they targeting this market? I think that they definitely have an agenda for eliminating us and turning us into robots. I think what these companies are doing is criminal, and they should be arrested for crimes against humanity, much like the Nazis were arrested after World War II and tried in Nuremberg. I predict these companies like Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca will be bankrupt by the end of August due to all the death claims against them. I mean, if you compare what Hitler did to the Jews, 6 million people in World War II, this is nothing. That's nothing in comparison to the scale of the vaccination program. And we're talking, I've been told, Q's told me it could be up to a third of the planet. I hope it's not going to be that bad, but anyway, it may sound bad, but I know we're getting help from the other side. And anyway, that's what I've been dealing with. I've made up flyers on statistics and medical studies on the vaccine. If you'd like a free flyer, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And what I've been doing, Jane, is putting them in parking lots in front of pharmacies and hospitals where they've been giving out the injections, and people thank me because they don't have any idea, you know, what this is doing to their body. It's really a watershed moment in human history, but I know we're going to make it through, Jim.
That's beautiful. In regards to those flyers, everyone, I asked Ted to please send us, you know, the PDF or the link to be able to print that out, because we're planning on doing that where we are in Nevada, and, you know, talking about being the leaders, and you are the way showers, you're the light workers who are here on a great mission. This is our mission, to be able to assist and assist humanity and Terra Christa. So please go ahead. If you've got a printer, you can go ahead and bring, get a link, download it, and go and print it out and start to pass this out. So Ted, if you will, maybe you could just kind of give people a little bit of your experience when you were out there passing these flyers out. And I want to thank you so much for putting that together. We really appreciate you so much for doing this. Such a tremendous help. So yes,
I've spent about $400 on flyers already, but it's been well worth it. Mm. I went to a little town in Washington here a couple of weeks ago and passed out flyers at a high school, an elementary school. Can you believe it? An elementary school where they were vaccinating children, poor little kids, and. I was able to change the minds of probably 50 people, maybe more, and I consider those are, you know, well worth it, you know, well worth it. I mean, how much is a life worth, you know? But what I'm going to do, Jane, I'm going to send you those flyers now, so you'll have them so I don't forget. Jane, what's your email address?
Email is, just use the BZJ. It's B, boy, Z, zebra, J, Jane, Rain, R-A-I-N, partners, P-A-R-T-N-E-R-S, at gmail.com. And the other thing I'm planning on doing also is that I'm going to be in, you know, the Chicago area, so I'm going to also do some of that also in terms of handing out flyers as well, you know, to people here in Illinois. So everyone that's in Illinois or in a, what do you call, blue state, this is probably a really great time as well to do that work besides those that are in the red state. So we won't talk about the politics right now. That's for another time. But thank you very, very much, Ted. That's very, very helpful. You know, could you also tell us a little bit more in regards to what the updates in regards to there's a lot of people now that are talking about the jabs and the shots and how detrimental they are to our bodies. And you've already explained, you know, some of the things that are happening. But what you mentioned that what it does is that it actually closes the chakras. I mean, that's
all eight. All eight chakras.
All eight of them. Okay. Now,
all eight
at the
of them
same
are closed.
Time, wow. So at the same time, we also have a flux of really super energies that are coming, hitting the planet right now, coming from the central sun, right? So hopefully some of that is filtering through, but, you know, I don't have the answer in terms of how those two polarities, you know, negative and positive, are working to try to, you know, the light, you know, trying to get rid of some of the side effects of the jabs.
Right.
Let me
explain a couple of things. I've been approached before to help people that, for example, let's say a wife, her husband's taken the vaccine, and she's concerned, his heart's failing, and he wants help. But unless I get permission from his soul, from him himself, and he believes in a supreme being or higher spiritual forces, it's very difficult to help that kind of person, because then they themselves have taken make the soul decision that they want to exit now. And if that's the case, you know, it's difficult for me, because I don't like to see people dying from this. That's one of the ethical issues I've run into recently regarding the vaccines. It's funny, you know, but I've heard this from people before, Jane, who've asked, they proudly say, well, I've taken both shots of the Pfizer vaccine, and I've told them about the problems with it, and they proudly say, well, I don't care whether I live or die. And I say, okay, that's your choice, you know. So,
that's right.
And if that's their choice, then that's their choice, and you shouldn't interfere. I hate to say that. But for children, it's a different story, of course, because their young souls just coming out, and they're innocent.
Yeah.
And it's like what I saw in my previous life. I grew up in Nazi Germany. I saw what happened to the young people there. I was, and they were brainwashed in their Hitler Youth. I eventually was executed by the Nazis in November of 1944 in Berlin. Mm-hmm. So I know very well what it's like to obey government and obey authority and follow orders. And I didn't commit any atrocities, but I tell you, that was my wake-up call. So this lifetime, I'm not afraid of speaking out against this tyranny, because it is tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the interesting things that Cliff High said about 2 months ago, he had a video on it. He said most of Antifa and Black Lives Matter have been taken the injections, taken the shots. For those who survived the first 6 months, many people, 20 to 25% of them die within the first 6 months of the shot. You'll notice statistically that's what happens, like especially the Pfizer shot. For those people who live to next year, guess what's in the? Let me go over some of the ingredients if you want in the.
Oh yes, please.
Shot. There's a scientist friend of mine out of Montana, and she's a psychic too, and she got a hold of this of the Pfizer vaccine and analyzed it chemically.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what's in it, Jane?
I can't guess. I mean, there's so many besides mercury and all the other synthetics that are in there, but tell us what's in it.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get her sheet. If anybody wants this, I can send
mm-hmm.
it to them. And I can't believe, I mean, you talk about our media and government, but mad cow disease is in the vaccine as well as
Ooh.
In the other vaccine. Pardon my English, but what the hell does that have to do with the corona? Mad cow disease? This is
absolutely nothing, right?
I mean, and this is insane. Guess what else is
That's
in there?
That's horrible.
Too?
Okay.
Guess what else is in there?
We're all open. Open here.
Okay. Ears. HIV AIDS is in there as well. People have gotten HIV AIDS from it.
Wow.
People have been, there's already been documented medical cases of people getting HIV AIDS from the Pfizer vaccine. If that's not enough to wake you up, I don't know what is. The mad cow
wow.
disease is, they were clever when they made the vaccine. They had it kick in 18 to 24 months within by next year. Now, what Cliff High said, he's a futurist and he does a lot of time travel. He saw
uh-huh.
a lot of doctors being killed starting next year. And so he went into these cases and he found out, Jane, that Antifa and Black Lives Matter, those who don't die this year from the vaccine, some will die, some will survive. Those that do survive next year will have to contend with mad cow disease and or AIDS.
Sure.
And when they get their brains are like sponges, they'll realize they're
mm-hmm.
dying and they're going to go after. They're violent. They're violent people. They're going to go after and kill the doctors and nurses and pharmacists who gave them the shots.
Jeez. Wow.
So it's going to be interesting. Let me read you the rest
okay.
of the ingredients here. They've got
sick already. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, there's more. I'm reluctant to share this on the air, but people I think need to know.
No, please do.
Okay, there's nanobots in the Morgellons inside of the the vaccines. And there is a video I'm going to be showing on my San Francisco show in a little while. On about how this fellow took the AstraZeneca vaccine, and now every time he walks by a computer, it tries to connect with him or Bluetooth or cell phone, because he's been changed. His chemistry now is that he's basically a machine.
Hmm.
Also, in the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, is strychnine.
Mm-hmm.
What is strychnine doing in there?
Jeez.
Unless they want to kill us.
Yep.
But it's been approved for emergency use by our wonderful Food and Drug Administration. Yes, sir. And by the way, the head of FDA, it used to be, I don't know who is now, but it used to be the main
mm-hmm.
corporate lawyer for Monsanto. I'm sure he has our best interest in mind.
There you go.
The other things in the in this in the Pfizer concoction is mercury. Finally, and this is another one too, they have the fetal cell tissue of a 12-week-old male baby. You know why that's in there?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Rhetorically. Ahead. Yes.
The
yes.
inside, it's put in there because it causes women to become transgender in about 2 years. Because women, what happens to women when they take this Pfizer vaccine, It changes, it makes them think that they're a man trapped inside of a woman's body.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reason, and also attacks the reproductive systems too. So it stops
mm-hmm.
women's fertility. And for men, it makes men impossible to get an erection and all their sperm's dead. That's happened in many cases. The other thing that happens, I mean, it's a litany of things. Tell me when to stop if it gets too much. 20,000 people have either lost their eyesight or their hearing thanks to Pfizer. Thanks,
mm-hmm.
Pfizer. Thanks to the Pfizer vaccine now. And
mm-hmm.
and they've got it sewed up in terms of liability because you can't sue them. But I think those laws are going to be thrown out as the year goes on, because so many people are going to be dying.
Excuse me, Ted. What do you mean we can't sue them? How are they protected that we cannot sue them at this time?
The corrupt U.S. Congress passed a law years ago that for emergency authorizations like this, this so-called vaccine — it's not a vaccine, it's gene therapy — they have legal liability shield. I think that's going to be thrown out. Let me go
Thank
into
you.
What this scientist told me. There are chemicals inside of the Pfizer vaccine that targets specific organs and tissues. The first one it targets is the pineal gland. It shuts it down. The second one, it shuts down the lungs, so you can't breathe anymore. It shuts down the pituitary gland in your brain. It shuts down your nerve, so people often get Bell's palsy or strokes. It shuts down the muscles. It shuts down the eyes, so people can't see. It shuts down the hearing, so people can't hear. And they shut down the reproductive system in both males and females. There are also nanobots within them. And my scientist friend, she determined that there's mRNA in both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. And, that changes your DNA forever. Now, there are entities who can change that back. With the Galactics and the Pleiadians can change that back. There's no earth science that can change that back, but they can do it if you ask.
Sure.
There's energetic contracts in the nanobots that say that you are agreed by receiving the vaccine that you belong to the system, that you obey, and that you are obedient. They also practice mind control through the nanobots. To be ill at ease if you step outside the rules, and that you have a feeling of safety when following the rules, like wearing masks. And finally, that the reptilians are our friends. They're trustable, and they want to help us to ascend in consciousness. They are our friends. So that's what's in the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine. The rest of them are similar. They all have. I mean, more people have died of these COVID vaccines, Jane, in the last 5 months than for all vaccines in the last 15 years worldwide. And yet, we still have them in the United States, and the governments are pushing it.
Yeah.
You know, and if I talk like this, I mean, I've already been banned on YouTube for talking like this. I appreciate this forum because I can talk freely. You know.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. Thank you. How about, I'd like to see if we can bring Q in. What do you think?
Okay, that's fine. I can, let me see if I can reach him, okay? Can you hold on? Oh, you want to try?
Yeah, I could do that, or I could do that. I could try it. Sure.
Okay,
why don't you
go ahead? You can see if you'll answer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Okay.
All right, all right, hold on, everybody. Okay. We'll go get a wonderful cue as well. We have beautiful beings here today, all of you out there, as well as Ted Marr, Zora Zarea, and now Q. Let's go bring Q. Okay. All right. I couldn't get through, obviously. So why don't you try, Ted, if you will?
All right, my friend. Okay. All right. I don't know if I can or not. I might have to hang up, and then can you call me back in 2 minutes, if that's okay?
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to hang up. Call me in 2 minutes.
Okay.
I need 2 minutes.
I will do that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and let. There we go. Okay. So Ted is no longer with us, but we do have Zarea here, So let's go ahead and bring Zaria through. Hold on one second. I've got something going on here on the computer. Let's see, not now. These little pop-up things here. Let me go. All right. Hey, Zaria. Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Hi. Did you want to address some of the information that Ted spoke about, or would you like your father to come through? What would you like to
My dad said it's completely accurate.
I know, but I have a few questions, as you know.
Well, you always have a few questions.
I know. In regards
to
what has been said so far.
Do you want me to do any reading from Diane's material, or no?
Oh, and then wait for the questions later?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, something short for right now, because in about a minute or so, I'm going to be calling Ted back.
Are we also going to have You-Know-Who on today?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Dr. Tom.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes. Michael and Mark?
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Our galaxy, this is from Master Command. Our galaxy is divided into 12 sectors. Earth is located in the ninth sector. Sector 9. The Ashtar Command oversees our sector of the Milky Way galaxy. Ashtar is the commander. The Federation of Planets, we are an arm of the Creator. Dear readers, I am Ashtar from the United Confederation of Planets. Division of the Ashtar Command, which circles our galaxy, your galaxy, and solar system. We are part of the great brotherhood and sisterhood of light for this part of the Milky Way galaxy. We oversee your sector of the galaxy and solar system and protect you from any outside intrusion intending to interfere with your evolution. We protect you from the outlying reaches of space where there are still pockets of dark forces that would like to overtake your planet for the wealth of resources it contains, including the human. There is a great war between the light and dark coming to an end, and we in the Ashtar Command know of a certainty that this final battle is about to wage its last death throes, leaving the Earth and humans free to evolve. We watch over your skies and make sure that you are always protected as this darkness plays itself out until it just evaporates and disappears forever. We are the great forces of light, and our cosmic assignment is to protect you always, to make sure that you regain your freedom so that you can evolve in peace and prosperity forevermore. We are here as an arm of the Creator maintaining peace in your sector where your solar system resides as you circle the galaxy in your everlasting trip around the sun. Soon you will be in a new position in the galaxy, one which there is a great light of brotherhood and solar systems, where there is immediate connection, thoughts and vision, and where all are aware of each other. Regardless of which planet you reside on or in, all work together in brotherhood of peace and love. This is what you are moving into, and this is what we are moving you toward. We will meet you there in your new home position, where you will be able to freely and visually see and converse with us. So just look up to the sky and visualize our starships hovering above you and capturing you on our monitor screens. We know where each and every one of you are, always. We work together as one. The great rebirthing process. I am with you this day of the great earth activity, bringing you good news of the great rebirthing process taking place on planet Earth. Unbeknownst to your physical senses, great amounts of energy are encapsulating the Earth, bringing all life into greater attunement with God. Your scientists and astronomers are unaware of these events, and they base their work on outer occurrences of concrete evidence that they can gather physically true. The shift is taking place on your planet. It's the shift from the outer consciousness to inner consciousness, away from travel to outer space, and into travel to inner space. This is where the great exploration takes place. This is where you will find all the answers you are looking for. Our computer system links us to the Confederation. I am Adama. Know that the Confederation of Planets works closely with the inhabitants of the Hollow Earth and Telos. What, Dara?
Hey, Dara? Zaria, how about we do this? Can you just talk right there before you give the message for Adama? Let me see if I could call. It's past the 2 minutes. Can I call? I'd like to bring Ted back in, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right, everybody. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Let me go ahead and bring Ted back in.
Put myself on
all me. Right. Thank you. All right. Let's go ahead and do that, everybody. Here we go. Let's see if we could send lots of love. Please come and say hello.
Hello, this is Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Oh, hi, Jane. So good to hear your voice. Hi there. Hi there. I am happy. I want to tell people, I want to leave this with a positive thought, okay? It's not all about doom and gloom. If people have gotten the vaccination, I can help them, and the Galactics can help them, so they don't die or suffer horribly. But they have to be open to it and become spiritual and believe in higher powers, and they will get help. I know that. Mm-hmm. And the children that this corrupt government now is vaccinating, the children will get help too. But it's better if you don't take the vaccine, but if you have, it's not the end of the world. You can get help, and I'm happy, very happy to help people. So just, there's a lot of help that people can get. Just, I get overloaded with emails, but just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Help as many people as I can.
And the other thing too, everyone, if you're able to and can donate a little bit to Ted Marr and all that he's doing for all of us, you know, you can go ahead and donate. They can just go directly to your website, right, Ted?
Yeah, they can go to, thank you. You're so sweet, Jane. outofthisworldradio.net, and then there's a PayPal button, and they're welcome to donate whatever they like. Also, I go on air in San Francisco, and I have a donate button there too. That's on the BBS radio website at boysam, dbsradio.com/out of this world. So, and they can,
okay.
Yeah, so, but one thing I love about Jane, you and Billy, is that you've got wonderful, beautiful hearts who really, truly love humanity, and you want to make this world a better place. And I'm on the same page with you, of course, and I know all your listeners are too. And this is a this is a difficult time in human history, but I know we'll get through it. You know, so
yes,
it's
yes,
you know, so and a lot of people are yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. A lot of people.
A lot of people, I think, have been brainwashed, and they also, the media is controlled. They don't get the information they need to make informed decisions, you know, regarding the vaccines. Because most of the people I talk to, even the ones who've gotten the vaccine, when they see the flyer or I give them the information, they're shocked, and they either don't want to take the vaccine, don't want to take the second shot, to their friends, too, because most people don't want to harm themselves. So that gives me hope, you know, for people. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think that your flyer will do a great deal of help, give a lot of people some hope and some help to those that have already taken it. And also for they'll know people that have not and are thinking about doing it. So please go ahead and download that information coming from Ted, and let's do our part. Even if you think it's a small part, you know, do it anyway. This is why we're together. We are that consciousness. Yeah. We are the ones that are awakened to what's happening. That's our job, our joy.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Well, I
so
see
we will,
after this is
okay,
all said and done. Go ahead, pardon me, Jane. Mm-hmm. After this is all said and done, my friend, I look at these major big companies going out of business completely. Pfizer,
good.
Moderna. I mean, Pfizer bragged that they made billions of dollars on killing people with their products. But you know something interesting is that the president of Pfizer won't take his own shot. Neither will Bill Gates. They won't take it, and they won't have their kids take it either.
Of course.
But I know we're going to get through this. People have to remember that we are getting help from the Galactics on this. What a time to be alive, huh?
Yeah.
What a time to be alive. Yeah, what a time to be alive. Yeah.
We didn't know that this is part of what we were going to be doing, so, but it is. Mm-hmm. It's a magnificent time for us to be able to really step forward and really you know, the warrior angels and light workers that we are to get to shift our world into a better place for everyone.
Right.
So no luck with
exactly.
you, right?
No, they often mess with his telephones,
right.
And they're messing with him today. I can't get through. I tried about three numbers, several numbers.
Sure.
I can't get through.
Thank you.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
well, thank you. You've been a real beautiful, wonderful messenger for us today. So
it just brings it
right back to us again in terms of what is really happening outside of our windows, outside of our homes, and the impact that this has done, the impact that it's continuing to do to mess up our world and our family and friends. But there is always light. The light is shining. So we will all get there. Right. Okay.
I
know you've got a show going, but
Oh, no. I've got another 15 minutes. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got some more time. What's amazing to me, I you guys probably don't watch mainstream news, but I did watch mainstream news a week or 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on MSNBC, and they had an actor coming on, and they made the biggest deal about this actress getting the shot. And her mother and father and all this other garbage. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, you know, just give them 5 or 6 months. They said they felt fine and wished everyone would get a shot, too. But they're not telling the truth, Jane, about what's going on with this stuff.
Yeah.
personally, you know.
Yeah.
But there are some remedies, home remedies out there, including pine tree bark
pine.
Tea, among other things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Shah was on our call the last time, and I mentioned that also.
Oh,
and,
good. Okay.
And then Zora has also mentioned that if you take banana soma and or the liquid gold, that will also assist the body to really be strong to fight
right.
off anything that comes in your field, you know, I mean, into your body. So those are two very powerful products as well. So
those are wonderful products. Maybe you could give out a
yeah.
website for them or how people could take them order them?
Yeah, well, I think most of our people already know.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to, I could always send that to you, but that's always on our site. It's always on the newsletters also that they receive. So that's all there. And then the other thing as well, as Zora's always said, you know, keep your headbands on. Shungite is also really great, you know, for protection, you know, against EMF, et cetera. So, you know, if you got your crystals and, you know, headbands or whatever else that will assist you energetically with those different items, then that'll be helpful too. So whatever you can, and then just send lots of love, lots and lots of love every single day to everyone.
We have to keep our vibrations high. And, you know, I don't like talking about negative things on the air, but I felt like I had to get that message out because a lot of people are naive or brainwashed. They don't realize what's in these things. And what the agenda is actually is population control reduction, and also to create nanobots. Robots, which obey government. I just, I can't tell you how upset I am with what they're doing right now. And the media, the mass media, is completely controlled, and they can't. It's hard to get any information out of the mainstream media.
Yeah. But we also know that they're going to be out the door pretty soon anyway.
I look at them being arrested easily within the next 4 or 5 months, many of them.
Yes.
And being taken down.
I mean, this is the transitional day up here, a year.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think you're right. And a lot of good things are coming, and people have to remember that. One thing interesting, I asked our friend Q about a month ago. I said, we've had all these things going on right now. And I said, well, we need help. And he said, the entity that can help you, go back to your bathroom, look in the mirror, and look at yourself. There's the entity who can help you. I said, really? But that was funny. But that was also very appropriate, too, because We've all got to wake up and take responsibility for our own actions, you know, in this. And if we rely upon others, Jane, we're like children who never grew up, you know.
Correct.
We have to make these decisions on our own, even though I don't personally think we have full free will on this planet.
Correct.
Has Zora talked about that? Zora talked about that? Or what about the free will question? I mean, they always want us to make decisions on our own, but how can you do
correct.
That if you're brainwashed?
Well, we can only speak for ourselves, right? As far as those
right.
that are, again, he's always just saying, you know, if you send out your love frequency all the time, you know, they will receive that their higher self or their, their higher self or soul will be able to, get the message, and that will help them to change in some way. But Zora is going to be probably the next guest that we'll be having on our call to help to bring some light into the subject. So if you want, I could just go ahead and ask Zora to do that while you're still with us and see what he has to say.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Hey. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, good. All right, sure. Zoraya? Zoraya?
Yeah.
Hi, dear. Could you ring your dad through? So we could you ring your dad through? I think Ted and I have a question in regards to, you know, free will for the population that already are being controlled, you know, through the...
Well, I'm a messenger. Yeah, I'll bring it to
you. Okay, thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you go ahead and pose the question for Dora.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll wait till Zora gets on.
I am here.
Welcome.
Hi, Zora. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'd be wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine, my friend. It's so good to hear your voice. I love you and your family, and it's always wonderful to be with you both, Billy and Jane. I wanted to ask a quick question. I know people in the ascension process that people must make their own decisions according to their free will, you know, to ascend, right? To make right decisions to ascend, but how can you ascend if you're brainwashed? How can you ascend, my friend, if you're brainwashed and you're not given the information, for example, about the vaccines? Is that a matter of personal choice that you refuse to open up, or what? How do things look from your angle on the issue of free will and ascension?
Well, in the past, according with the plan creator and source, there was a what you call a rule that you could not interfere in the planet's what you call evolution.
Right.
However, due to what has taken place,
right,
that what you call that rule is no longer valid.
Really? Okay.
Which means this. The Galactic Federation can step in at any time now without reservation.
Okay.
Wow.
Wonderful.
They can step in now at any moment without reservation due to the fact that the dark has violated the rule.
Oh, okay.
And so basically what that means is this. For those that are awakened and are aware and are quite aware of what's going on, and they are awakened,
right,
they still have what you call the free will. But others,
right,
that are asleep, that don't know any better, are only what's called the sheep being led to the slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
They now have a voice on their side.
I see. Okay. Wow.
Meaning that the Galactics now can step in and bring an end to all of it.
Okay. Wow, that makes me feel so much better. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
So that brings what you call, that brings the galactic disclosure a giant leap forward.
Oh, okay.
What?
So that can happen at any moment, too.
Wow. Okay. Fantastic. My gosh. Wow.
It doesn't have to wait for the RV. It doesn't have to wait for what you call the critical mass anymore.
Right. Okay.
due to the events that have been taking place on the planet, that the dark has been doing, perpetrating upon the peoples, and to depopulate the world with this COVID
nonsense. Right.
Now the galactics are no longer held back.
I see. Wow, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
They can come at any time now. The what you call the healing ships that are already on the earth.
Okay.
Have also been given direction from the Ashtar Command and Prime Creator and Source.
Right.
For them to decloak at their leisure.
Oh, really? Hmm. Wow. That's wonderful.
So they're not being held back anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Meaning that they can materialize at any moment.
Uh-huh.
And with full authority.
Uh-huh. Wow, fantastic.
And so what the dark has done, they have literally, in a sense, manner of speaking, they have cut their own throats.
Interesting. Or overplayed their hands, so to speak.
Yes, they overplayed their hands and caused a disruption in the evolution process. And consequently, they have taken loose the bindings out of their own idiocy.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, my friend, so much for sharing that. I'm supposed to go on to my show in San Francisco now on BBS Radio 1.
Okay.
So I'm so sorry. I have to.
It's okay.
I have to go now.
We shall
but
let
it's such
you
a
go.
Pleasure, honor to talk to you both, and thank you so much for sharing
thank
your wisdom.
You.
I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and yours as well. We really appreciate you too. Thank you very much, Ted. Okay.
Yeah.
Well
I hope
soon.
You all. Yeah, and anybody who needs the flyer, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. So,
Oh, yes, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you, Ted.
Oh,
all right.
Okay, my friend.
Have a great show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you guys take care. Bye-bye. Cheers.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
We will. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Wow. Well, here we are. That's really amazing news. I mean, that is over the top of news for today, Zora. Over the
Indeed.
Top.
Well, it was the question of free will and non-interference was intact until they perpetrated this movement upon the earth, the COVID depopulation. That Prime Creator and Source said, it is done. It is over.
So it can
it can happen at any time. The galactic disclosure can happen. It could happen tomorrow. Could happen tonight. Could happen at any moment.
Oh my gosh.
Without reservation.
Thank you, Zara. Thank you for hearing our pleas, hearing what is happening. Thank you so much for taking care of all of us. And we don't have to. And those that have had the jabs or the shots, and what will happen then? They will completely revert back to full. I mean, they will be fully awakened then at that point.
Well, people,
first
they have to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And freed from the bonds of this.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the Galactic's next step, or next event.
So do you know how they're planning on bringing that out, bringing that through?
I am not at liberty to say.
Okay, but we just have to know that it's going to happen at any time, and not to be it'll work out so everybody will be very peaceful and joyful, you know, when this happens, and not in fear, right? No chaos, no nothing like that anymore. Is that correct?
You will always have some that will not understand.
Okay. I mean, we're still really talking about a lot of events. If that's going to happen at any time, yes, certain people will just completely be dissolved or eliminated, especially all of those people that are the villains, the evil ones. Do we know a little bit about what happens? I mean, we're not all going to see the ships come down at once, right?
No.
No. Yeah, it's got to be gradual, right?
First comes the announcement. Over mass media.
Okay. And then?
Then comes the event.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? Because I know we still have a Q&A as well coming up, and we have a couple of other guests. Why don't I do this? If you could just stay with us and maybe give some feedback as well before we start with our Q&A. Definitely we'll have another call midweek, everyone, because a lot of things on another piece of events that are coming to fruition and on its way already. That's another something that's huge. So great, great things are presently happening. I just have one last question. Is part of the reason why they're doing that also is supported by the huge energies that are streaming on the planet now also, that kind of brings the light into full force here and change in the DNAs, or, you know, if you could just kind of explain that a little bit more, could you do that, Zora, or want to wait?
I will wait.
Okay. All right. Why don't we do that? Okay. So anyway, let me just go ahead now and see if we can bring Dr. Tom in. That was a huge, 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 magnificent announcement, Zora. We thank you from the very bottom of our hearts with much, much gratitude. I mean, we love you. Thank you so much for this announcement. This is going to go viral. Everybody, you need to kind of let everybody know that, you know, our galactics, our brothers, sisters, everybody, all of the ascended masters and everyone else, guides, are all here now to do also their magic along with us here. So anyways, let me just go ahead now and bring Dr. Tom through. Okay, so hang in there for a second. And let me go ahead and do that. So it makes other events kind of what is that word I'm looking for? Pale. Pale to all this other stuff, even including the RV. But let's just keep that. We still need that. So let's go ahead and get Dr. Tom in here. So I have a feeling everybody's jumping up in joy, you know, wherever they're listening. Okay. Let's got to keep my excitement contained somewhat. So let's bring, let's see, Dr. Tom. Here we go. I guess I was too excited. So, okay, everyone, now we have our beloved Dr. Tom for our RV. So here we go.
That's good. Well, I was listening in, and I always had this feeling that the Galactics would help out. It seems like that would be their purpose. So that was my sense, too. So that's a great news. So hopefully... Hopefully it gets done, you know? Well, basically we have kind of a short update. Just know that everything is all done. Everything is done. And now it's just, we just have to wait a little bit longer. Everything is moving forward. It's slowed down a little bit. A lot of countries, third world countries, are a little bit slower. A lot of countries don't work as fast. You know, it's kind of like being in Mexico, you know, siesta time and people start taking. So you have countries that wait, you know, don't move on a clock that most industrial nations do, you know. So everything's been tested. Everything's been ready to go. Next week, we should be receiving notifications. Wells Fargo, a couple of the banks, accumulated many banks and mega files of emails to be sent out to the exchangers. And, you know, they're just processing. They're cleaning up the messes, you know, aisle three from the bad guys. You know, most of the tribunals are gone now, been finished, and now it's the Hague in Holland, where they're now doing the crimes against humanity, against these people who, you know, developed these vaccinations. It's been a warning. We've been known this for over 50 years about this vaccination thing. You know, that's why been a supporter of that, and we'll be meeting lots of Robert Kennedy Jr. And some other people too. Something we've been fighting for years. Of course, we were recommended for it. So, but everything is ready to go. We are.
Quick question.
Yes.
We heard that what is that? The general Admiral's group is basically complete. Are they almost done?
You know, right now, the intel, they're not letting any information out. If it is, it's being distracted. So anything that we're receiving, I would take with a grain of salt. Anything on the internet, it will be the opposite. We're just we're not being able to do that, you know. Okay. So, you know, in the meantime, you know, just for people to take care of their health, you know, and every day we're having new information come in, breaking ground on breaking the code on new information that we're working on. and some information too. So it's a great time.
It is. I'm so excited.
Yes. And then just we're realizing, you know, between what I'm working on and what's coming to me, you have to be able to, you know, to live longer. A lot of it comes from what you think in your heart, what you think, and relate your life to your highest values, which inspires you. You know, you have mm-hmm. to prioritize your life and delegate the rest, you know, and eat light, drink lots of water,
mm-hmm.
you know, have goals. You can increase your lifespan and through gratitude, through all the new development supplements and technologies that are coming along. It's going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm.
So much information coming in. So just make sure that we come from our heart and a place of love and gratitude every day, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that's what you and Billy do.
That's what you do as well. We all do.
Right.
We all do. Everybody's listening. We all do that.
Yes. Heart frequency. It's the highest power. And eliminate this fear on this planet. Because fear is the biggest killer. This fear of this vaccination thing is really, really creating something. But we will come up with something. The minds of this planet with the galactics, I think we'll look back and go, okay, you know, people say that all these people are going to die. I think that there's answers that we don't know yet.
The big answer right now is the galactic disclosure. The galactic is coming now at any moment. Could be before the RV.
Right. Well, I'm going to keep my window open tonight and see if I hear any shifts out in the backyard.
Or somebody knocking on your door. Somebody
right.
who's like 15 feet tall, like Zora.
Right. Exactly. I'm ready. I won't even be. I try to do that in meditations every day, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're all good. Everything's ready to go. Next week should be a very interesting week.
Mm-hmm.
I really think we are really close. I know we keep hearing this, but it's all planned. Just enjoy the ride. It's a great time to be here, even though there's this negativity part on there. But there's
mm-hmm.
nothing we can do about it. It's happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We can't dwell on this, of what these people have done to themselves. You know, it was their choice. Unfortunately, some of them didn't know, you know, which
mm-hmm.
was that. And that's not right. So but mm-hmm. I think we can change it around soon. So. But
yes,
that's the update for today.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking to you before probably midweek, is my thought.
Right, absolutely.
All right, Dr. Tao, thank you so much for being here.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, thank you. All right. I'm going to have to...
Dr. Tom?
See. Uh-oh.
Yes? Zareya would like you to call her after this call.
Absolutely.
All right.
We'll do that.
All right. So, Dr. Tom, in order for me to go forward, I'm going to ask, if I could, ask you just to hang up on your end because you're not on Blog Talk. You're on Blog Talk through my phone. I was so excited. I forgot to put it on the Blog Talk board. Here.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Okay. Let's, Zora, we have two more people, and then we'll do a little Q&A with you. So let's go ahead and bring in Mark and Michael. All right. Folks, here we go. I don't know about all of you, but I get excited all the time now with these Saturday calls. So let's go ahead and get started first with, we'll go ahead and bring in Mark. or other spiritual light worker. And Mark is on the East Coast somewhere, and we'll go ahead and bring him through, and then.
He's in Pittsburgh.
All right, we're still waiting for Michael,
okay,
guys.
I have Michael. Michael's there.
All right, Mark. Okay, we have our two brothers, Mark and Michael. We call them Marco. And they are here with all kinds of wonderful news again. And it's all about increasing one's prosperity through Daisy and this new coin, utility coin. And it's everything is so magnificent now. Everything is just working in synchronicity. And Mark, we love you. We love, you know, that you're also our spiritual brother along with Michael now, and that we're all on the same path to helping the world, helping each other spiritually as well, to bring forth a lot of abundance to the world, lots of love and abundance. So I'll go ahead and let you take over, Mark. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Jane. Zareya and Jane, I love the two of you guys. You're just so amazing. You changed so many lives on the spiritual path, and I've been on my spiritual path for over 40 years myself, so I'm very connected to the universe manifesting. It's all about manifesting. So Michael and I met about a year ago, and we got involved together in business, and we just started – magic started happening. I mean, we just started helping people all over the world, and then he introduced me to Daisy, and then – I figured I got to bring something back to him, you know, of the same magnitude, and it just happened. It came to me, and I shared it with Michael. He said it's exactly what he was looking for, and it was a perfect fit. So Michael's a master trader. He's an expert in the crypto and the forex market. Just a very brilliant man, but very humble, and he's helping to lead the way here. He and I are really tearing this. We've been in it for less than a month, and we're breaking every record in the company. And, you know, with no ego, not ego, just the universe is opening all doors. So I'm going to let Michael introduce you to our program that we're talking about here and what's happening. So, Michael, Andrew, my brother, take it away, Andrew.
Awesome, awesome. I'm just so excited. We got the Marco brothers back. We got Jane and Zora. We got everybody, the whole game, the whole group. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, I just want to give it back. I just want to say, I just appreciate so much being able to be on this platform. I really do. So I'd like to thank you so much for allowing me to come on. And, you know, it's just my focus up to this point has always been to do something. You know, you see things going on around you. You see what's going on with people, the loss of jobs. You know, I would start with that because it's my why. You know, it's always why are you doing this, Michael? You've done very, very successful. You've been a master trader for the last 20 years. You've had students who educate people on how to maximize their finances. Why are you doing this? And it really just comes down to the love of people. You know, I really do have an unquenchable thirst to help people. I love helping people, and it brings, you know, so much joy every day. You know, and people are starting to understand that. You know, I was on another radio call, and the guy said, you know, it seems to me that your joy is not what you're doing, but it's how you're helping people. It seems like this is something that's bigger, and it becomes that way. Once you start to, be able to get to the goals that you personally want to accomplish, you start to realize that, you know, it's not about you. It's really about, what about the people around you? You know, what about those individuals that really need the assistance? So when you start understanding these staggering numbers of 7.7 million people out of jobs due to COVID, and you have 10 million people that are unemployed, something happens to you when you know that you've got a gift that you can offer to people. And you just want to get the information out. So that's why I love to be on, you know, platforms like this. But when me and Mark connected, it was instant, because he had that same love, that same spirit that, hey, we just got to get out there and help some folks. I mean, we have some gifts, but what is a gift if you're not helping other people? It becomes very selfish, you know, that you got something, but you're not offering it to the world. And so I pretty much got out and started to help people first through this understanding that the foreign exchange market is a $7 trillion a day market. A lot of people didn't know that. Most people know about stocks, you know, because most people have some type of 401k or something like that, and they do those things. But there's a market right now that is so big that we have to really entertain it. So one of the things that, you know, I want to talk about today is a couple of the projects that we're doing, giving you some updates. I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible, but still make sure the point is across. But if you start looking at the digital currency space, you know, for instance, let's just talk about Bitcoin. No one would have ever thought that it would have been a $1 trillion market cap in Bitcoin. You know, people today are still like in awe that this happened. You know, if you look at Ethereum, you know, you're looking at a market cap of $495 billion, right? If you look at Binance Coin, you know, you're looking at $102 billion market cap. You know, why is people so intrigued with these currencies? Well, one is because the world of artificial intelligence is literally the new wave. I mean, we know that. We know it's here. It's here to stay. It was about $40 billion in 2019. In 2027, it's at $733 billion. You know, I mean, just think about that space. So when you think about, is it going to be around? Is it going to be here? You know, it definitely is. These are things that are really going to take people to that next side. So I just want to do a quick recap because, you know, there's always different people that may be on the call, may not know about the Marco Brothers. But one of the things that, you know, I always tell people that what we get people involved with is always pandemic-proof, always recession-proof, always election-proof, and I always add the economy-proof. Anything that we offer to people is something that no matter what's going on around us, you're safe. Your family can still continue the lifestyle that they truly deserve. There's no selling. There's no recruiting or referring. There's no registration, no monthly fees, no personal info that you really have to put in. We always deal with low risk, high rewards. You know, the returns that we're talking about here, these are low. Okay, I'm just letting you know, it's a 200 to 1,500% return. We always are talking about how to take your money and compound it on a daily basis. You know, being able to withdraw your funds, you know, is very important. You can do that every single day. And you get paid with some of the things we're talking about instantly. So these are the things that we're really offering to this platform. And a lot of people, that's what they want. They're looking for something that they'll be able to have that. You know, we have some incredible partnerships and really both of the things that we're going to be discussing today. You know, we're talking about Gemini, some of the top individuals. We're talking about having some of the top auditors that are consistently working with us to make sure that everything's very transparent. You know, we've seen over close to $200 million in contributions go through DAISY already. You know, we're already talking about over, you know, 5 million withdrawals that people have earned up to this point. So, you know, you can just look at these numbers and just understand how big this is. So let's talk about some of the new things that are popping up in really both spaces, because I want to make sure people understand that as well. DAISY just released that they're going to be having their own token, okay? They're going to be having their own token. And why is this so big? If you look at Bitcoin, you look at some of these other digital currencies, a lot of people missed it when it was low. You're talking about 10 cents, you know? If a person that likes to let people know about, well, you know, what we have, you know, they're going to help you out even more, you know, because of becoming what we call a pay setter. You know, the lowest amount that I'm going to make on this token when it goes public at $5, because we're getting at 10 cents. I want to stress that 10 cents we get at $5. Just because of me helping people, you're able, lowest amount is $150,000. You know what I'm saying? Huge, huge. And we're just talking about within this year. So for those individuals that are interested in telling people, letting people know about this, this is big. And even for the people who are just like, well, I don't want to talk to anybody. Is that still available? Yes, most definitely. You know, depending on how you come in, you have an opportunity to be inside of the DeFi space. You know, this is the biggest space that we've ever seen. So now we're in a situation where we have the trading that happens in your behalf. You do not have to be professional out there. You have now artificial intelligence robot that's actually having gains of over 2,000% a year being able to trade in your behalf. You know, 2,000% is a staggering number. That's not even a normal number. You know, if you look at a IRA or a 401k, you know, the most that you're going to make is 10%. We're talking about 2,000%. Looking at DAISY, what they're doing, they're talking about something that even if they're 10% of what they typically do year to year, you're still doubling your account every single year, still doubling your account. Now that we've brought in this incredible IMC coin, because we're talking about now these DeFi coins, we're looking at a coin that right now it's at 28 cents. We know it's about to pop up to 29 cents. So if you have interest in this, I would say definitely call us, get in contact with us. We'll give you that contact information as soon as possible. But we already are getting back that this coin is going to be, it's like 28 cents now. But by the end of the year, we're going to be seeing $50 to $80 that this coin is going to go up to. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand how big the market of DeFi is, this is going to be one of the biggest platforms you've ever seen. So we're always bringing these type of things to these platforms because we just want to make sure people understand where you can find it. People are looking all over the place to be able to get in, but there's a lot of scams out there. There's a lot of things that are not real, that are not there for your best interest. And we are always here to make sure, hey, we can get people into things that have longevity. You know, everything that Mark and I talk about are individuals that are looking to be here for 25, 30, 50 years, you know, and that's what you're looking, the comfort of knowing that you're safe, you know, and that's something that we are definitely expressing right now. So I'm super excited about that. You know, when people say, well, Michael, there's so many tokens out there, there's so many coins, which ones do I get involved with? You know, I know you're an expert at this, but what do I do? There's like thousands of them out there. And you know, you're right. There is thousands of them out there. But what you're looking for, you're looking for a utility coin. You're looking for a usable coin. You're looking for something that, one, it's U.S.-based. You know, now I'm saying that the other coins, you can use these other coins in different countries too. But the one I'm talking about right now, it is U.S.-based, which is different because the U.S. has been really stopping people from being able to have their coins really be here a lot of times. But it's U.S.-based. It's right out of Wyoming. This coin allows you to be able to buy a car. We have a gentleman named Cowboy that's part of our group, and he bought a car with our IMC coin. He bought a car with the G points that's connected to it and with his Bank of America card. We have major alliances right now. If you want something safe, you want something that's going to really stand the test of time, you got to get those triggers. You got to make sure it's a utility coin, a usable coin. You got to make sure that, you know, it's tied to something like G-Point, which allows you to be able to go to any merchant and have dollar for dollar, meaning that when you go to that merchant account, if you spend $5, the merchant knows that 10 days later is still going to be $5, right? So that G Point community that we're part of right now allows you to successfully be able to do that. Now, the IMC coin goes up in value, but the G Point stays stabilized. But because of this partnership, you get both benefits. Now, that Bank of America alliance is so powerful because now you have an account. Now you have a debit and credit card because people are like, how do I spend my money? Now you have all of that in place. Now, one of the things that I wanted to express today that sometimes I miss, why this coin? You know, is it going to go up and come down like Bitcoin? Or is it going to do like that with, you know, how Ethereum went up and came down? This coin is a coin that's going to stabilize because the first thing is when you come into it, you hold it for 6 months. They make you hold it because you're getting it at that price. You hold it for 6 months. And then you only liquidate 10% a month. Now, some people may say, well, wait a minute, hold on. Well, why do they have to hold it? Because you want the coin to go up in value. That's why. All the other coins are what we call pump and dump. You pump it up, kind of we went to 60,000 in Bitcoin, but it dropped down to like under 30,000 because people liquidated. The only way to make money with Bitcoin or some of these other coins is to get the value up and sell when it's high. Now, with this coin, it's a usable coin. So it has a use, meaning that you can use it anywhere online, offline, in the U.S., out of the U.S., and still be able to have the lifestyle that you need of knowing that this is going to be a coin that's going to be around for a long time. So these are just some of the things that I'm so excited about. You know, to get in contact with us, you know, I always want to make sure people know how to get back with us for these opportunities. I want to express one more thing after, you know, I give my number, but it is one more aspect of what we're doing that's going to be big for everyone, especially when it comes to people asking me, how do I know that these coins are going to be good? So I'll answer that for the last part. But if you want to get connected with us, you know, we always say use the word text word free. So text F-R-E-E, again, text F-R-E-E to 954-330-3077. Again, 954-330-3077. And you can always just text free and your first and last name. That's how you can get back with us so that you can really be a part of what we're doing. The last thing I was going to be talking about is what about these other coins that come out that you may have interest? So one of the things that Daisy is doing is opening it up to everybody that we're going to be bringing in premium, number one software technology individuals that are going to literally come to Daisy. And the reason why this is a big deal, because Daisy is going to have millions of people, you know, members. So if you come to our platform, basically we're always going to get the 10 cents, 5 cents, or whatever the lowest price is. And we're always going to know that it's going to be public exchange because the groups that come to us are only groups that are going to be going to the public exchange. So just imagine every single time that we introduce a coin to our members, Daisy members, you are able to now be able to know that I'm getting at 10 cents, but right away on the exchange it's going to sell at $5. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand the magnitude of what we're talking about right now, please do your due diligence. Educate yourself on the DeFi space, the AI space, so you don't get left behind. Yale, Harvard, all of these universities are teaching people about this. They're charging people to learn about this. We are offering it to you without having to go through all of that. And that's what you really, truly have here. So, again, I'm super, super excited. I'm going to go ahead and let Mark, but if anybody has questions or anything like that, please let me know. But, Mark, if you can take it away as well.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Yeah, it's beautiful because Daisy is incredible. And then with the IMC token, the company is called World Crypto Life, WCL. It's a different company, but it's based in the U.S. and connected to Bank of America. And Michael and I, just within less than a month, and you can, to referring others, it's not multi-level, to referring others, you can make a day-to-day money also, not just sitting on the coin and having that grow. So Michael and I have been hitting, tell everybody what happened real quickly with WC, just like within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's just been ridiculous. We came in because, like I said, we come in with genuine people. We come in with a group, and everybody gets to benefit from that. You know, everyone gets to win. And we have shattered every single record that they've had coming into this because, like I said, Mark and I, we just really want the best. We want people to get in early. You know, it's times that, you know, things come over our desk, and we learn about it. But what about everybody else? What about everybody else having the opportunity? So we have literally shattered it. thousands and thousands of dollars have been created, just ridiculous amount of income that's been made through people that we brought in. So we just want to make sure everybody, you know, gets a chance to be able to benefit from that as well.
And one last thing, I'll turn it to Jay. How would you like to have a couple hundred dollars coming in daily? Every day we wake up, Michael, it's $300, $400, $500, $700, $300, $200. And that can be had with the WCL. Also, Dave is phenomenal. So we got two of the best programs out there. So I'm going to turn it over to Jane, and thank you, Michael. That was phenomenal. We're so blessed to have Michael. And Michael will answer any questions. But, Jane, you want to throw anything in there?
No, I think that was fabulous what you two just did. As far as what's happening, you know, with WCL and how people can, again, partake of this, another amazing way to help yourselves as well as to introduce this to other people. So go ahead, everyone, and send your, you know, the letter, the word free over there to Michael at 954-330-3077 with your name and your full name, first and last name. Okay, everyone, let's do it. So I think that's it until we talk with you again, both.
Did you want to do any Q&A or do you want to, are we okay now?
I think we're okay. Let me see if if there's any Q&A, if anybody is interested, just go ahead and just press 1 and I will, let me see. I might have a text here actually coming in. Let's see. How about we try this person, 732 ending in 3147.
Jane,
hello?
I just stopped out because my question's to Zora.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Okay, very good. Okay.
Sorry.
Nope, I think we're good. Yes, no problem. No, we're good, Mark. We're good.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you again, Jane and Zora. We appreciate you so much, and we thank you so much for having us on.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank
bye,
you.
Bye, everybody.
You
thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, everyone, let me go ahead and let's see. All right, what we're going to do, we have about 20 minutes for today, kind of a shorter call, since we're going to be having another call real soon anyways. Please come and re-listen again to the call that we have. But let me go ahead and start again with some Q&A. And we're going to go ahead and get started with that individual that has a question. So here we go. 928 ending in 2865.
Hi, Jane. This is Helen of Sedona. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I'm so glad you can hear me. I'm using my earbuds. My question is regarding the Ashtar Command and what's going on with the deep underground military bases. So I had heard, and I have no way to know if this is true or not, that the Ashtar Command has regressed and gone against the Alliance and taken over 20% of the dumps. Is that just disinformation?
Hold on one second. Let me see if I can get a hold. Let's see if we can. I know there's Zora here. Hold on a second. Let's see what he has.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Zora. Hello.
Yes.
Zora, are you there? Okay.
I'm
cool.
Did
you hear Helen's question? Yes. You heard Helen's question, correct?
I can assure you that the Galactic Federation has not regressed one iota.
Oh, thank you so much, Zora. I had so much trouble trying to figure out by meditating if this was true or not. I have trouble after, you know, I may have had some vaccination issues, so I'm having trouble connecting the source. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Right.
God bless you.
Okay.
Indeed.
Okay. Next caller we have is, let's see. Next caller is 239 ending in 0242.
Yeah, this is Wolfgang calling from Florida. I have a question for Zora. I have been reading on Dina Chronicles that Canada came out with a law stating that they will not cannot vaccinate any more people. Is that correct?
Say that again.
I have been reading on Dina Chronicles that Canada came out with a law that states that they are no longer allowed to vaccinate people for COVID-19. For instance, doctors cannot vaccinate people anymore. If they do, they're going to get arrested. Is that correct?
It is moving in that direction everywhere.
They're going in that direction everywhere.
Yes.
I see. Yeah, because I'm particularly worried about relatives of mine in Germany, and they are so brainwashed that no matter what I tell them, that they're still going to get themselves vaccinated. But if they have a law that will stop that, that's going to cure all that.
Understand, they still have a choice to either take it or not take it. You still have that right not to say no. So, and they cannot remove that, what you call,
It's part of free will.
They cannot remove that. If someone desires not to take it, they do not have to take it. So,
yeah.
You can still say no.
Okay.
Yeah. But in Canada, I mean, did they come out with this law that states that they will not? What?
The new commander-in-chief for Canada, and he's become very public already. He's part of the new republic, the restored republic. Zora, could you tell him a little bit? If he can't see him, but he's not understanding what I'm trying to say.
There's a new, what you call, leader in Canada who is thoroughly and absolutely against the vaccine.
Okay, I understand.
So that's why.
And that's why you are hearing what you're hearing. Yes, they have been. They have told the CDC in no uncertain terms that they have no jurisdiction over Canada, and that they can do what they darn well please, and to go against the CDC. So the CDC is an American company. It's not a Canadian company. And they're trying to force their will upon the Canadian government. And the Canadian government said, no, sorry, you cannot vaccine our people.
I see.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you very,
all right,
very much.
We'll have to let you
thank
go.
You.
Right. We, okay, yeah, we only have like 14 minutes left. All right, everybody, let me go here to the top, 208, ending in 8394. Hello?
Hi. Jane, can you hear me?
Yes.
Bonnie.
We can. Yes.
Hi, it's Pawnee from Idaho, and Zora, this is a question for you. I'm just having a hard time trying to understand why I hear from one source, and I know what you said. You got to learn about your sources, but Trump is I hear such good things about what he's doing, and then I also hear, well, he's changed his mind and he's joined the Dark Sun again. So you told me that he is not a member of the Dark Sun, that secret organization that's up to no good. So is that correct? What do you think about Trump?
I have told you before, he is not part of the Sun.
Okay. And he didn't join again. You know, he's in and out and in and out. He's not doing okay. All right.
No, that is misinformation.
Yeah, okay. I know about that. But, you know, you just have a hard time trying to figure out what's true and what's not true. But thank you so much. Love you guys.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay, thank you, Pauline.
Indeed.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, our next caller. All right, hold on a minute. Our next caller is Engine. This is out of this country. It's 5611 are the last four numbers. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yes,
James.
It's Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Yes.
Hi, my dear. Hello. I'll talk fast. Zora, I wanted your help, please. I have an uncle who's 92, and he has always been in a fantastic health and all the good things, and he's very spiritual. But he has this fearful thing, and I think his son convinced him to have the vaccine. And I have noticed he has changed, and he was never low vibration. So how can I introduce the Ted Marr story to see if we can help him recoup with the galactics? I don't really know how to do this.
You're in contact with Ted Marr?
I'm sorry? I couldn't hear you.
You're in contact with Ted Marr.
To contact Ted. Okay. Okay.
Indeed.
But for him, him to be... Okay. So I just say that the Galactics can help his health, and then I would make him contact Ted Marr, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. You know, Ted is very, very straightforward, but he's very, very gentle. So he'll do a really good job, you know, trying to, you know, explaining it to your relative. Okay. Next caller is 732 ending in 3147. 3147.
Yes, it's Joseph in New Jersey. My question is, I've been hearing, and I want to know if it's true, those who got vaccinated, it's contagious to those who didn't get vaccinated, and it's called shedding. Is there any truth to that, Zora?
Say that again.
Those who got vaccinated, it's contagious to those who didn't get vaccinated, and if you get close to that person, it's called shedding. It's contagious. Is that any truth to that?
Yes.
So it's best to stay away from those who got vaccinated as their only protection, Zora?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jane.
No. So I want to just say a couple of things in regards to that. That doesn't mean, we have relatives, we have friends, and your greatest defense is for you to protect yourself energetically by keeping, without the fear, keeping yourself into a high vibrational 5D frequency. You could go ahead, there's the information coming from Dr. Jerry, and there's information also regarding the two products that we also have, which is the Nanosoma and or the Liquid Gold to help to, because they're both antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. Also, the other thing you can also do is besides those three things is to make sure that you take, you know, because apparently part of what you receive also has to do with EMFs, you know, so get yourself some shungite, you know, also wear your headbands, do whatever, you know, just energetically shield yourself, you know, with the tunnel of white protection, put yourself into a bubble of white all the time. And that anything you intend, anything that's negative, will be repelled by that bubble that you're in of pure white light. that goes back to sender or whatever, so or gets dissolved. So a lot of things you can do basically, but you always want to be able to, whatever you send back, you want to send it back with love to them to help them to awaken. So just some of those things to know, all right? Okay, our next caller now is 561, ending in 5199. This will be our last caller for today. 5199.
Hi, Jane. Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Hi, Jane. Hi, you're Florida. Right? This is Zoraida from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Zoraida.
My question is for Zora, because in my country, Colombia, since 1 month ago, it's been a lot of chaos. Everybody protesting against government, and day by day it's getting worse and worse. And a lot of people are suffering. Many people are dying. And I heard that this country is going to send the army over there. And I would like to know how Zora see what is coming to my country.
So you're saying, Zoraida, that the government, our government under Biden right now, is going to be sending missiles over there to your country? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I heard. And this is going to be worse or is going to help? Because since 1 month ago, Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia. Okay, so let's see what Zora has to say about that. Okay, Zora.
Okay.
Well, what would you like me to say about that?
Well, she wants to know if there are going to be any bombings, any missiles towards Colombia. They already have a
chaos. The chaos is going to stop. The protester is going to win, or what is going to happen?
The chaos will come to an end.
Soon?
Soon.
Because we
it
have the most horrible
time.
Government right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So remember, this is for everyone. What Zora just told us a few minutes ago is magnanimous. That at any time, the galactics can come and intervene and change our help to us, the world. Get rid of, awaken the people, get rid of all the illnesses that people have right now due to the jabs, and then also for the healing ships to appear at any time. There's no more stopping them from coming in to help now. Now. Right, Zora?
Correct.
It can happen at any time. It isn't just for the United States. This is worldwide. Correct, Zora?
For the government, the bad government is going to come down.
Disclosure, Zoraida. Galactic disclosure is coming at any time now.
Okay. So that please send blessing to my country.
3 more minutes. So Zoraida, we're going to go ahead and send lots of love and healing to the world right now. Okay,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
And everybody, we say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. Just to
put the palms of your hands in the direction of Colombia.
How about the world?
Well, yes, the world too, but specifically toward Colombia.
Okay. Bring peace and joy. No more governmental interference. All the evil is resolved. All the evil is gone. Only peace and joy and harmony. We'll go to Colombia and to all the other parts of our world and humanity. Removal of lower 3D density vibrational frequencies. We are done with that. And we absolutely know it. We are all in 5D. And we know it and the Father. And we are very grateful and thankful for this time, for this to happen now. And we know
indeed.
It. Anything else you want to add, Zora? We have 2 more minutes.
No, I'm complete.
We are complete, everyone. All right. We enjoy. Celebrate. This is the time. Okay. Much love to all of you. Much gratitude for all of you for being here. You are the love. You are the light. We are that one. We are one. Okay. Have yourselves a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. And we'll talk with everyone soon again. Okay. Bye-bye.